So Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to be together again, Ben Koisle, Ben Samedish, and back to our Baruch Hashem blessed routine. Could a person make such a statement, such beautiful Yomim Tovim? Is anything greater than Yomim Tovim, Aseres Yomei Tshuva, the wonderful days of Simcha in Sukkot, and the climax in Simcha's Torah, but nevertheless, there is something gewaldig about the routine as well. And it's always a pleasure to come back to the Shiurim Kivuim, to the steady Shiurim, and the Chaverim Bebeis HaMedrash, Koyitan Hashem V'Koy Yosef. We are in difficult times in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, especially, and in the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. And in difficult times, besides the Hishtadlis, the natural Hishtadlis, that each and every one of us is supposed to do. Well, we rely on the army, we rely on the police, everyone is vigilant and everyone is cautious, but Im Hashem lo yishma'ir shav shukat shoymer, Im Hashem lo yivin abayis shav amlu boinav boi. And our primary ishtadlis should be in Torah and in Tefillah. And we all hope that Sholem v'shalva will come back to Eretz Yisrael v'lo yishama od shoyd v'shevar v'lchoy v'yseinu. The Torah we are learning tonight is dedicated to Leilui Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Leib ben Ephraim and his wife Zugosoi Moras Chaya Bas Yeshayo Menachem. She'enuchu b'sholam al meshkovam. They should be melitzi yoishor for their family, and they should only know nachas v'simcha la'orech yomim toivim. The mitzvah we will be discussing today is one of the mitzvahs that are not noyeg b'zman hazeh. Could I have a chumash dvorim? A Rambam Korbonois. So we are at the end of a Shemitah year. And at the end of the year, before Yomim Tovim, we had several shurim dealing with Shemitah Ksofim. One of the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has once in 7 years, and it's always Moitzoi Shemitah, is the mitzvah of Hakel. And this is a mitzvah that's not Norgeya Bizman Hazeh, but nevertheless, it's a fascinating topic. So today, we will be discussing the mitzvah of Hakel. And the source of this mitzvah is in Parshas Vayelech. And in Parshas Vayelech, Vayitzav Moshe Oysom Leimor, Mikeit Sheva Shonim, Bemoyet Shinas Hashmito, Bechag HaSukkos, בבואי כל ישראל לרועס את פני השם אלוקיך ובמוקם אשר יבחר, תקרו את התוירו הזויס נגד כל ישראל באוזניהם. הקהל עשווהם, הוא הנושם והנושם והטף, וגח הוא אשר בשורך ולמען ישמעו ולמען ילמדו, וירו את השם אלוקיכם ושמרו לעשיס את כל דברי התוירו הזויס, ובניהם אשר לא ידעו, ישמעו ולמדו לירו את השם אלוקיכם כל היום עם אשר אתם חיים על אדמו, Asher atem ovrim es yard in shomo lerishto. And between the great Rishonim, there are two different parties. Some Rishonim dedicate only one mitzvah in the list of Taryag to mitzvahs Hakel. Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs asay tezayin smag, mitzvahs asay reish lamed, Sefer HaChinuch Tov reish yud beis. And they include all the various different aspects and chalokim. All are included in one mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Hakel. Some Rishonim, primarily the Halachas Gedolos, who was the first of the Rishonim that wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs was the Baal Halachas Gedolos and the Yareim. The Yareim is one of the Baalei HaTosfos, Rabbi Elozer Mimeitz. They dedicate two out of the Taryag to the mitzvah of Hakel. And in their opinion, we're dealing with two different mitzvahs. One is the Kriya of the Sefer Torah, and the other is assembling the people, bringing them all together. Two different psukim. Bevoi kol Yisrael aroes es pnei Hashem alakecho mumukam ashi yivchor, tikro es atoiru azayis neged kol Yisrael biozneim. According to the Yoreim and the Bahag, that is one mitzvah to say, tikro es atoiru azayis neged kol Yisrael biozneim. The other mitzvah being, hakel esu'am, hanoshim vahanoshim vahataf. According to the Rambam, the Smag, and the Sefer HaChinuch, it is one mitzvah. Kriya Satoira is one of the details, one of the Chelkei Mitzvah, and one of the most basic rules, one of the most fundamental Yesoides that the Rambam explains in his lengthy introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is not every tzivui, not every command is defined as a precept, as a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Many mitzvahs include different ma'isim. For example, akrovas karbonis, mitzvahs achatas, mitzvahs uvoila, mitzvahs ashlomim, each of these mitzvahs include shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika, various different avoidas. So not every avoider, not every tzivui is defined as a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Each of the mitzvahs akarbonis includes various different aspects and different actions, the same regarding hakel. So according to the Rambam and most other Rishonim, we're dealing with one mitzvah saseh, and this mitzvah includes bringing together the people and reading the Torah, the Sefer Torah Bifneim. However, as I explained, some of the Rishonim maintain that there are two different mitzvahs saseh, because in the Pusik there are two different tzivuyim. Tikru es ha-Torah hazeis, ha-achel es ha-uam, ha-anoshim, va-hanoshim, va-hataf. There is a slight difference in formulation between the Rambam and the Chinuch, even though the Chinuch usually follows in the footsteps of the Rambam. That is a very basic rule that anybody that really is into the Sefer HaChinuch knows. But there is a difference in formulation. B'nisuach ha-dvarim. While the Rambam writes that the mitzvah saseh is lehakhil et ha'am, bringing them together, and Sefer HaChinuch Tov Rei Shud Beis, the formulation is lehikohel, coming together. So whose mitzvah is this, actually? The Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and both in Rambam Korbonis, in the mitzvah of Chagiga, Peregimel Hilchas Chagiga, the Lashon of the Rambam once again, mitzvah saseh lahakhil et kol Yisrael anoshim venoshim vetaf. So the formulation of the Rambam is the mitzvah is bringing together the people. Whose mitzvah is this? Bringing together the people. Protea mitzvahs. I don't know whether you're all familiar, but the Rambam formulated the Tayag mitzvah betoyda three times. Sefer HaMitzvahs HaOruch, Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, which we call Minyan HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, that is the way the Rambam calls that composition. Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer is an integral part of the Mishneh Torah, of the Yad HaZokah, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs HaOruch and Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, and in Protei HaMitzvahs. Because in each koivitz of Halochis in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam summarizes very briefly which are the mitzvahs that will be explained and elaborated in this sefer. So at the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, the Rambam writes, Yesh b'chlolon sheish mitzvahs, arba mitzvahs aseh v'shtei mitzvahs lo yiseseh. Number six is, lehakil et ha'am b'chag ha-sukos b'meitzoi shmita. So four times we find in the Rambam this formulation, lehakil, bringing them together, which would indicate that the mitzvah rests upon the administrative power, probably the melech and his people. Sefer HaChinuch writes, lehikol, coming together. So obviously, according to the formulation of Sefer HaChinuch, this is a mitzvah saseh which rests upon each and every individual. Come together. Every father, every mother, come and bring along your kids. That is the mitzvah. And some achronim have realized this difference in formulation between the Rambam and Sefer HaChinuch. But in my opinion, no machloikis at all. Maro merchoda, v'maro merchoda, v'lo pliga. There's no necessity to make this a machloikis, because I have realized a very fundamental yesoid that we find many times in Sefer HaChinuch. And Sefer HaChinuch is one of the most important sources in defining the mitzvahs, because the Sefer HaChinuch is one of the more elaborate Sifrei HaMitzvahs that the Rishonim have written. Sefer HaMitzvahs, in many mitzvahs that are mutal al hatzibur, Sefer HaMitzvahs defines, when a mitzvah is mutal al hatzibur, it is also mutal on every individual, because every congregation is composed of individuals, and every tzibur is made up of many yechidim. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov Ches, that is the mitzvah of Orei Halevim, who has to set aside and establish Orei Halevim. Sefer HaChinuch writes, this mitzvah is mutal al tzibur, ubiyoyser al roshei hu am. Uviyoyser al roshei hu am. In Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Chaf, which is the mitzvah of Sheish Orei Miklot, when Klal Yisrael will come into the land, to Eretz Yisrael, we have a mitzvah of setting aside Shesh Orei Miklot. Once again, Sefer HaChinuch writes, it's a mitzvah shemutal al tzibur uviyoyser al hamelech, primarily on the king. But it's not only the king. And that is the basic definition of Sefer HaChinuch, all mitzvahs hamutalos al tzibur. Who is the tzibur? The tzibur is all the people that compose that tzibur. So each and every individual, each and every yid, has to do what is within his power. But not much is within his power. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Orei HaMiklat B'yoyser Al HaMelech, Orei HaLevim B'yoyser Al Rosh HaYuam. And I don't think this is a stira. Lo Dak B'lshoinoi, Rosh HaYuam is the Melech. The Melech is the prime administrator in Klal Yisrael. You know, that is the Malchus. That is the government. So in these two mitzvahs we find, Sefer HaChinuch writes, the mitzvah rests upon everyone, but especially on the Melech, because he is the one that has the authority. He is the one that has the ability. And the one that has the authority and the ability also bears the responsibility. And therefore the Sefer HaChinuch writes, even though these two mitzvahs are mutl ala tzibur, b'yoysa ala melech v'rosh HaYuam. On the other hand, mitzvah Tov Aleph in Sefer HaChinuch is the mitzvah of Tmidim, Korban Tumid, Boikir Ve'erev, Shnei Tmidim B'chol Yom Tumid, and mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes is the mitzvah of Musafim. Kol Musaf is not every day, only Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh HaChodeshim. But in both these mitzvahs, once again, Sefer HaChinuch writes, these are mitzvahs hamutalos al tzibur uviyoyser al koyanim. So by ir miklot and orei halevim, he writes biyoyser al hamelech v'rosh hu am. However, dealing with korbanos, tmidin v'musafim are mitzvahs hamutalos al tzibur, because the tumid and the musaf are korbanos tzibur. If they're korbanos tzibur, they are mutal al tzibur. And therefore, each and every individual has to give machzis a shekel, a tumas alishka, because at midna mesofen born mit tumas alishka. So it's a mitzvah mutal al tzibur uviyoyser al koyanim, not al melech. Because when we're dealing with administration, obviously the melech is the one with the authority and the power. But when dealing with korbanos, that has nothing to do with the melech. That is the koyanim. The chief administrator of the Beis HaMikdash is the Kohen Gadol and all the other Kohanim. And therefore, B'yoyser al Kohanim. Hatzad HaShova, the common denominator between these four mitzvahs, we find this Chiddush in the Chinuch. Mitzvahs HaMatolos al HaTzibur, HaMutl al Kol HaTzibur. Each and every individual bears responsibility, but he has limited power to achieve or to bring it to be. And therefore, it is the one that has ultimate authority and ability that bears the ultimate responsibility. So when we're dealing with Orei Miklot or Orei Halevim, it is the Melech or Rosh HaYuam. When we're dealing with Tmidim HaMesofen, it is the Koyanim. And the Briskerov made an interesting comment. By Mitzvahs HaKtoires, the Rambam writes, it's a Mitzvah Shemutla Al Koyanim, not Al Tzibur. And the Briskerov proves from the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam that Ktoires is different. Ktoires is not a korban tzibur. Mitzvahs Ktoires mutal al koyanim velo al ha'am, because it's not a korban tzibur. So when we are dealing with midin v'mesofen, the formulation of the Sefer HaChinuch is al tzibur ubiyoyser al koyanim. However, dealing with Ktoires, this is a mitzvah which is mutal al koyanim and not al ha'tzibur. The mitzvah of delving out justice. Uviarto horo mikirbecho. Obviously, this mitzvah is incumbent on whom? Beis din. However, the Gemara in Churin Kuf Lamed Chesomid Beis proves that this is also a mitzvah mutal al tzibur. Kuf lamet chesem esechet cholon, that is perek shiluach haken. And we're dealing with the mitzvah of shiluach haken. So what do we do when a bird killed a person? Well, uncommon, unless it'll be an eagle or a vulture, and there is no mitzvah of shiluach haken by oifes temeim. However, in Chazal, we find halachas, even though when they are far-fetched mitzada mitzias, that is a very common phenomenon that we are familiar with in Mishnah and in Gemara. So a bird that killed an infant. Do we have a mitzvah of shalech teshalach hasem v'sabonim tikarcho? The Gemara says no, because whoever finds that bird has the mitzvah of bringing the bird to Beis Din, because any animal that destroyed human life should be destroyed, and that is included in the mitzvah of uvi'arto aro mikirbecho. And therefore, there can be no mitzvah of shiluach haken, because anybody that finds that bird has a mitzvah that overrides shiluach haken, and that is the mitzvah of uvi'arto aro mikirbecho. And I think that this Gemara proves it is not only hechsher mitzvah, it is not only misayeya, it is not only helping the Beis Din perform their mitzvah, because in that case it wouldn't override a mitzvah's asay. It has to be a clear mitzvah's asay, which once again proves that every mitzvah amutal al tzibur is incumbent upon every individual, even though that individual can't see it through, because only Beis Din ultimately could destroy this animal, and the Beis Din will have to make a moishev Beis Din and a hachlota of Beis Din, but every individual is mechuyim with this mitzvah in as much as he could be helpful. And therefore, there can be no mitzvah of shalech to shalach esuem when we're dealing with a bird that we have to bring to Beis Din, and that is our mitzvah, and the Beis Din should be mekayim together with the people that help the Beis Din bring it through to be mekayim the mitzvah of uvi'arto aro mikirbecho. So we brought a few examples. And let us try to further define the concept. So, regarding Aviyat or Omekirbecho, we see in Chulun Kuf Lamed Ches, every individual is mechuyev in this mitzvah. So, how would we define this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah shemutla al tzibur uviyoyser ala Beis Din, because only Beis Din ultimately has the authority to see it through. Tamidin v'mesofin mutolan al tzibur uviyoyser ala koyanim. Ore miklet ve'ore halaviyim etolam ala tzibur ubi yoyser ala melech ve'roshei hu'am. So the melech has nothing to do with the viyato roma karbecho. That's the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has nothing to do with tmidim ve'mesofen. That's the koyanim. And the koyanim don't have the power to establish the ore miklet. That has to do with the melech. So the common denominator between all of these is kol mitzvah shemutelat al tzibur mutelat al kol yochid v'yochid, every individual that is part of the tzibur, but primarily on those that have the ultimate authority and ability to see it through, to actually perform these mitzvahs. And therefore, some mitzvahs, it would be the melech and Rosh Hashanah, others it would be the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohani Hamikdash, and in others, like Uviyarta Roma Kebecho, it would be the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin. But the concept is the same. Coming back to the mitzvah of Hakel, I think the mitzvah is upon every individual. You have to come together. That is Ratzon HaTorah. But it is also and especially upon the Melech, because bringing together an entire nation, an entire people, is obviously a big logistical effort, an operation. So I would assume that the Sefer HaChinuch should write, even though he doesn't write, but maybe we should write that this mitzvah is mutal al tzibur or v'yoyser al ha-melech. But what I argue is, there is not necessarily a stira, a contradiction, or a machloikis between the Chinuch and the Rambam. Maro merchode v'maro merchode v'lo pligi. So the Rambam writes lahakil, because the lotion of the posek is hakel et ha'am, bring them together. But the Sefer HaChinuch assumes a most simple assumption. It is unreasonable and even totally ridiculous to say that the Melech has a mitzvah bringing them together, but the individuals don't have to come together. So if the people don't have to come together, how is the melech supposed to bring them together at gunpoint? Well, if Rotzen HaTorah is that the people should assemble and they should hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the melech, then obviously the mitzvah should be upon each and every one of them. And therefore, in my opinion, lo kedivrei kama achronim, there's no machloikis at all. The Chinuch writes lehikohil, the Rambam writes lehakil, and both are right. Each and every person has the mitzvah of coming together. But because this is such a massive operation, somebody has to clear the roads, build the stages, and take care of the separation. Get the transportation together, and you know, and this is a massive operation, and therefore somebody has to be in charge, and that somebody is referred to by the Rambam when the Rambam writes the mitzvah is lahakil et ha'am. So this is a very basic yesod, which I learned from many sources in the Chinuch, and I think it's one of the big yesodis in Gidrei HaMitzvahs. But I would just like to further define before we move on to the continuation of this shiur. So the basic idea is, Kol mitzvah mutelas al tzibur, mutelas al kol yochid, uveyoisa al misha biyodoi. But there are different nuances in this yesod. We brought three examples from different areas in the Torah. Orei HaMiklit v'orei HaLeviim. Sefer HaChinuch writes, B'yoyser al HaMelech v'Rosh HaYuam. T'midim v'Mesofin. B'yoyser al HaKoyanim. U'v'yarto ro mekerbecho. And this time we're not dealing with the Chinuch. I add this on. And the raya I brought is from Chulin Kuf Lamed Chesu Mitbeis. So I would say, the mitzvah is al kol yochid v'yochid u'v'yoyser al HaBeisden. What these three different categories have in common, Lemaisa, kiyum mitzvah befoyel, is not on the individuals. The individuals have no means of bringing tamidim v'mesof, and only the koyanim. The individuals have no power to hallow or to consecrate orei halavim and orei miklat. That is the authority of the melech, and the individual has no power whatsoever to delve out justice, to give malchus, or to give misa, that is solely on the Beis Din. So what is the mitzvah al kol yochid v'yochid? To help the Beis Din fulfill their duty. To help the Beis Din, or the koyanim, or the melech, to fulfill their duties. But nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to say. But the mitzvah to say is, to do whatever is in your power, to ultimately bring about the outcome. Bring about that the Kohanim should do their duty, the Melech should perform his mitzvahs, and the Beis Din should be able to do justice. Hakel is different. Hakel is the other way around. The primary mitzvah is on every individual, because the mitzvah is to assemble, to come together, and the Melech is the one that has to do whatever he can do to enhance and to enable the individuals to perform their mitzvah. So, on one hand, Hakel is similar to the others. It's a mitzvah mutelas al tzibur, and therefore the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Leikohel. It is a mitzvah mutel al melech, and therefore the Rambam writes, Lehakil. But unlike the other three categories, in which the kiyum mitzvah befoil is on the yechidim, and the rabbim, hamoinu am, merely have to enhance and enable those yechidim to perform their duty, by Hakel it's the other way around. The Ikka mitzvah is al kol yochid v'yochid al kol ish v'isho v'af ataf boim. But the melech is the one to put it all together, to take care of the logistical effort, and to enable the entire people to assemble and to come together for the mitzvah of Hakel. And as we saw in the Pasuk, Tikro es ha-toira azois b'ineim. When the people come together, Maitzoi shmita b'chag ha-sukois, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas ha-toira. And the Gemara in Soita Mem Aleph writes, who is the one that reads in the Torah, the Melech? But it's not in the Pasuk. The Pasuk state Tikro. And the Torah doesn't say, who is the one that's supposed to do Kriyas HaTorah? In Masechet Yom Edaf Ayin, we learn, Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim read from the Sefer Torah. And we would assume that the person that has to teach Torah would not necessarily be the Melech. Either the Kohen Gadol, Kisifsi Kohen Yishmeru Das, V'Toyri Yevakshu Mepihu, or the Rosh HaSanhedrin, that probably was the greatest Gadol and the greatest Talmud Chacham of the entire people, because he was the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he established the first Sanhedrin of Shivan Ve'echod, he was the Rosh of Sanhedrin. Do we find anywhere else that the Melech is the one to read from the Sefer Torah and to teach the people Torah, which is a big Chiddush? It's not in the Pasuk, but it is in the Gemara. And the Rishonim deal with the question, how do Chazal know that the Melech is the one to read from the Sefer Torah when the Pasuk doesn't say it? Maybe we should sell it like Ato Horesu. I assume they could raise a lot of money once in 7 years reading the Sefer Torah for the entire people. But the Gemara says that the Melech is the one that reads. So how do Chazal know that this is a mitzvah which rests upon the Melech? Rashi is the great Pashtun. Rashi writes, well, that is essentially the mitzvah of the Melech, because of Loyes Mishnah HaTorah Azayis. The Melech had a special Sefer Torah. Above and beyond the mitzvah that every Yid has, to write a Sefer Torah, the Melech had to write a special Torah. And some Rishonim maintain that the Melech did not have to write Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but only Mishnah Torah. And that is the opinion of Rashi. So Rashi explains, how do we know that the Melech is the one to read Mishnah Torah Bahakel? So Rashi says, there's no other reason that the Melech has to write a Mishnah Torah for himself. The reason that the Melech writes Mishnah Torah is because that is the same Mishnah Torah that the Melech has to read by Yahakim. So that is Rashi's interpretation, which I think is a very sensible interpretation. And Rashi says, it's not in the Pasuk, but it is in the Pasuk, not in the Parsha of Hakel, but rather the Kosev Loyes Mishnah Torah Zois. And according to Rashi, the Melech does not have to have a special Chamisha Chumshe Torah. It's not the entire Sefer Torah that he needs to write for himself, but rather Mishnah Torah, the Koloshon HaPosek, and that is the Mishnah Torah from which the Melech read by Hakel. Kiryas Sefer is the Mabit, one of the first and most important commentaries of the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. The Mabit, the Kiryas Sefer, writes, and that is also the Cheskuni. The Cheskuni is one of the early Perushim al Torah. The Cheskuni was one of the Rishonim, and he writes, the Torah says Tikro. And if the Torah says Tikro, you shall read, and the Torah doesn't say who shall read, so that is citizen number one of Klal Yisroel, and that is the Melech. The Rosh Hashanah probably is a greater Lamdin. The Kohen Gadol probably is a greater Tzaddik, and maybe a holier man, because he is the Kohen Gadol. But the Melech is number one citizen of the entire people. Soim tosam alechom melech, sheteyem osu alechom. And because the Torah writes Tikro, and in Torah Shteknish, who is the one to read, Chazal understood that that is the Melech. However, the Rambam has a very special insight in this mitzvah, and I was very moved when I realized the Oimek Divrei HaRambam, and this is a tremendous chiddush that the Rambam is mechadesh medata de nafshei. So before emphasizing the chiddush that I see in the Rambam, let me ask a few questions just to further clarify and elaborate. So there's a very famous Gemara in Chagiga Dav Gimel, and because it's such a beautiful Gemara, if it shouldn't be much of a terech, I would like to have a Chagiga Gemara as small as possible. So the Gemara says in Chagiga Dav Gimel, once Reb Yehoshua received two visitors, two of his great Talmidim, Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida, that came to visit Rabbi Yehoshua Bipkian. And Rabbi Yehoshua asked them, do you have any chiddush to tell me? And they responded by saying, Talmidechu anan v'meimechu onu shoysim. And Chazal teaches that is the way for a Talmud to respond when his Rebbe asks him to say Divrei Torah. And Rabbi Yeshua persisted, and he said, Afal piken, Shabbos shalmi hoiso. So who was the Marbitz Torah in that Shabbos? Shabbos shalmi hoiso. And they say, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. And Rabbi Yeshua asks, so what did he say? And they respond by saying, he dealt with Parshas Hakel. And what he said on Parshas Hakel was, Hakel es anoshim, va anoshim va taf. Im anoshim boim lilmoid, People come to learn. The men, noshim bois lishmoya. The women come to hear. Tafla meboim. Why bring the kids, the little children? That is what Rabbi Loza ben Azariah darshened, and that is what the Talmidim relate to Rabbi Yehoshua. And he is moved. And Rabbi Yehoshua responds, Margolius toiva hoiso b'yedchem uvikashtem la'abdo memeni. Why did I have to squeeze this out of you? Why didn't you tell me right away? What a beautiful thought. Margolius toiva hoiso b'yedchem uvikashtem la'abdo memeni. So why is Rabbi Yehoshua so moved? And how do we understand the idea of Liten Socha Toiv Lemiviyayen, which is very perplexing? The Ramban writes, Ramban al Toira Parshas Vielach and the Posek, Hakel Eswam, Anoshim Anoshim Atav. The Ramban writes, we're dealing with children that could understand, not with little infants, not with little babies. We're dealing with children that could grasp, that could understand, that have some perception, but not little babies. Aval, the Ramban writes, but Chazal said, Liten Socha Toiv Lemiviyayen. So he doesn't offer an explanation. The Marsho on this part says, Liten Socha Toiv Lemiviyayen is even little babies. Atinik ben Yoimoy. It is only to give reward to the parents that bring those babies. But I think that the Klei Yoker has a massive argument, a powerful argument, and he makes this argument very powerfully, and he says, if the entire idea would be just to give schar for the people schlepping those little infants and little babies, why wouldn't the Torah ask you to bring rocks and stones and they'll have even more schar? Because it's more difficult to schlep, you know, heavy stones than little children. So, therefore, the Klei Yoker has an argument. What schar would the people have for bringing children if the children will have no benefit out of being there? It doesn't make sense. And that is the argument that the Klei Yoker says. If the objective is just to bring sechar to the people bringing those babies, why shouldn't they bring stones and rocks and heavy objects, which obviously would give them even more sechar? The Maharal in Gur Arya, as well as the Akedas Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Arama, in Akedas Yitzchok, and it is typical to their approach, because the Akedas Yitzchok on one hand and the Maral on the other hand never shied away from being controversial or revolutionary, and they say, no, we're not dealing with little infants. It's not reasonable that the Torah asks us to bring little infants, etinik ben yoimoy liten sochotoyv lemeveyein, and that is similar to the argument of the Klei Yoker. So what does this mean? Liten Socher Toiv Lemeviyayen. My idea has a basis in the Chsam Sofer and Toiras Moshe and in Akedas Yitzchok, but everybody formulates ideas in his own sprach and in his own way. So the Rambam gives us amazing insight into the mitzvah of Hakel. At the end of Hilchis Chagiga, Hakriya v'abrochois v'loshen ha-koydish. Shenem artikru asatoiru azois b'lshoino. Afal pi shiesham loyazim v'gerem she'inam akirim. There might be people that don't understand loshen koydish. Chayovin lohochin libom u'lahak shevoznom l'shmoye be'eimo v'yiro v'gilu v'rodo ki yoyim shenitna bo b'sinai. The Rambam writes, every individual, regardless of whether you understand Lashon Kodesh or not, prepare. Chayuvam lahakshev libom. Lahechin libom. Ulahakshev oznom. Lashmoya ba'emo v'yero v'gilo v'rodo ki yoyim shenitna bo b'sinai. The Rambam says Hakel is a zecher to Mamed Har Sinai. Afelo chachomim gedoylem shiyoidem kol ha-toyre kulo. Chayuvam lashmoya b'kamon gedoyle yaseiro. Where does the Rambam pick this up? Where do we find a similar statement? Hagodah Shel Pesach. Afilu kolon chachomim kolon nevoinim. Mitzvah leinu sapitzis mzayim. Why? Why? Because kol doi v'doi chayev odam liro yisatzmoy keilu u yotzom emitzrayim. So sapitzis mitzrayim is not about learning something new. You're a sage, you're a goan, you know it all. It is about being moved. and inspired. It's about feeling that you are there, that we are now in Golas Mitzrayim, and we are being redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, afilu kolon chachomim, kolon nevoinim. It's irrelevant how smart you are. You need to feel. So, simu lev ledivrei Rambam. אפילו חכמים גדולים שיודעים כל התורה כולה חיובה לשמוע בכוון הגדול ישראל. ומי שאני יכול לשמוע מכוון ליבוי לקריא הזו, שלא יקבע הכוסף אלא לחזק דעשו אמס, וירא עצמוי, סמלות יציאס מצרים, וירא עצמוי כאילו עתו נצטב בו ומפי הגבור השמה. So Hakel is a זכר ליציאס מצרים. And in the same manner that by and in the same manner, in the same way, as when we are engaged in Sipiyasiyas Mitzrayim, Chayavodim Liru Yisatzvakele Huza Shiyotzum Mitzrayim, and that is the reason, Afilu Kolonu Chachomim V'Kolonu Navoyin Mitzvah Leinu L'Saper, the Rambam writes the same idea. Afilu Chachomim Gidoilim Shiyotzum Kol HaTorah Kulo Chayov V'Neshmoy V'Kamonu Gidoil V'Yisera V'Yira Atzmoy כאילו עתו נצטב בו ומפי הגבור השמו, שהמלך שליח הוא להשמיע דברי הוקל. So the Rambam ties this all together. Why the melech? Why not the kohen? Why not the Rosh Hashiva? Why not the Rosh HaSanhedrin? Aren't they the great teachers of Klal Yisrael? Hakel is different. Hakel is a zechel to Mamed Har Sinai. And therefore, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's representative to the people, more than anyone else, is the Melech, Melech Yisrael. He is the Shaliach of Melech Malchei Hamlochim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he represents Malchus. Shamelech hu ha-Shaliach la-Hashmiya Divrei Hukel. So the Rambam teaches us that Hakel is not about teaching Torah. It is not about learning something new or reminding us something we might have forgotten. Hakel is an experience. And therefore, afilu chachomim gedolim tzichim leshmoya be'emo uvekevoni yeseiro lahochin libom ulahakshev oznam ba'emo ve'yiro ve'gilo ve'rodo ki'yoyim shenitnu bo b'sinai. So my feeling is, that is the inyan of taf lomu boim kedei litn sochotoyv le'miviyeyen. Bring the children, even those children shelo higiyo lechinuch. They won't remember what the melech read, but they will remember the experience. They will remember the mamad. They will remember being together with the multitudes of Amchu Beis Yisrael and looking at Melech Yisrael when he reads from the Sefer Torah. They will be inspired. So they're too little to learn. They're too small to remember what was read and what was being taught. But nevertheless, bring them. Because even little children could be moved and inspired, and they might remember. They will remember the experience, and that is what Hakel is all about. It's about the experience. It's not about what we read or what we are being taught. Anoshem boim lilmoid, noshem boim lishmoya, taf lo meboim, litn sochotoyv lemeviyeyen. And you will benefit, and it will enhance the chinuch that you wish to give to your little children, and that is litn sochotoyv lemeviyeyen. And in your chinuch endeavors, this will be so beneficial, and that is what the mitzvah of Hakel is all about, according to the Rambam. So the Yerushalmi in Masechet Yevamos Daf Ches Amud Beis tells the story of the mother of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya when he was a tinek hamutal ba'arisa. והביוסוי אימוי לבייס המדש כדי שיזדבקו אוזנוב מדברי תוירו. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya was a little baby, and he was in the carriage or the crib, and his mother used to bring him to the Beis HaMedesh with a great tanuah meroisik b'toira. He was a tinek hamutal ba'arisa. כדי שיזדפקו אוזנוב לדברי תורה. And obviously Rabbi Yeshua heard that story from his mom many times. And she told him, you know, when you were a little baby, you were so small, you were still in the crib, but I brought you to Beis Medrash. And that is why I was zeicha to have a son that today is the Godel Hador, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. So when Rabbi Yeshua asked his Talmidim, what did they say in the Beis Medrash? And they say nothing. They said nothing. Talmidechu anan v'meimechu anu shoysim. And he is persistent, and he says, whose Shabbos was it? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And what did he say? And they tell him, Tafla meboim kedei litn socha tov lemeviyeihem. Rabbi Yeshua says, do you know what that means to me? Do you know what that mamer means to me? My mother told me all these years, when I was a little baby, she brought me to the Beis Medrash kedei sheyizdapku oznai bedivrei Torah. And that is exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explains. This is a makor in the Torah. That is the mitzvah of Hakel. Tafla meboim kedei litn socha tov lemeviyeihem. And that is why Rabbi Yeshua responds by saying, Margolius toiva hoysa bi'etchem v'bikashtem la'abdo mimeni. So this teaches us how important it is to share experiences with your little children. And they might be so small that you might think, why is it so important? Let them play, let them have a good time. No, whatever they will internalize and whatever they will hear, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani was a baby, and he was in shul kedei sheyizdapku oznov ledivrei Torah, and that is the concept of taf lomoboim kedei litn socha toiv lemeviyeihem. So we are standing at the beginning of a new year, and let us hope that this year will be first of all a year of gezunt and nachas and shalvo in Eretz Yisrael, and we should be able this entire year to be mishtasheya bedivrei Torah together. Let me just make one additional plea. In these times of testing, times of tragedy, and times of hardship, as I said in the beginning of today's shiur, of course we need to do every hishtadlus. In security, in my shul, I saw to it that ad yavor zam, there should be armed people, even Shabbos and Beis Medrash, people that have firearms, should come to shul with their firearms. Ad yavor zam. But our most important ishtadlus is betfilah or betoira. There's an unbelievable Tana de Be'eliyo Perek Yud. And the Tana de Be'eliyo is Divrei Chazal. And they deal with a pasuk in Navi. Mogein im yeroa v'romach ba'arbo amerath mi'Yisrael yivchar Elohim b'chadoshim. So the Tana de Be'eliyo says, Ashrei mi shedivrei toira mischad shem al yodoi. ומי שדברי תורה מסחט שם על יודו, אומר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא, בשבילך אני מציל את ישראל. 40,000 מישראל שיצאו למלחמה. זוג אחד של תלמיד החכם מציל את כולם, שנאמר, יבחר אלוקים בחדושים, מגן עם ירוע ורומח ב-40,000 מישראל. What does it have to do with חידושי תורה? אשרי מי שדברי תורה מסחט שם על יודו. ליבי אומר לי. The Pasuk says, Mogain im yeroa v'romach barbo amelef mi'Yisrael. You know what the magen and the romach are? The sword and the shield. Once upon a time, warriors had two basic weapons, the sword and the shield. Obviously, the battlefield has changed a bit. And instead of the sword and the shield, we have tanks and anti-tank missiles. We have jet fighters and bombers and anti-plane missiles. But the basics are the same. Offense and defense. And every army, if he wants to be victorious, needs to invest in offense and in defense. So the sword and the shield are an offensive weapon and a defensive weapon. You attack with a sword and you defend yourself with a shield. Mogen im yeroa. V'romach barobo amelef mi'Yisrael. In Melchamto shel Torah, we also have the Magen and the Romach, the Maksha and the Tarzan. Yekonsu Balei Treisen, we find an expression in the Gemara. The Balei Treisen are the defenders. Let us bring in the defenders, not only the attackers, not only the angry ones, but the ones that are out to be miyashev. במלחמתו של תוירה, יש מגן ויש רומח. That is the maction and the tarzan. וזה לאומה זה עושו אלוהיקים. So in Megillah Dav Gimel, Chazal tell us the story of Yehoshua ben Nun, בזמן מלחמת מצווה, כיבוש ארץ ישראל. And Yeshua, in the midst of war, takes a stroll out by night, and he sees a Sar Tzovo, he sees an officer in full military gear, and he doesn't recognize him, neither does he recognize his uniform, and Yeshua turns to that officer and he says, Halonu atim litzorenu. I don't know this uniform. You're not one of ours, but neither do you look like one of the enemy. So who are you? And that officer responds by saying, Sar Tzvo Hashem Onoichi. You don't get it. I'm an angel. So why were you sent? And the Malach says, Emesh bitaltem tomet shel beinu arbaim, v'hayoyim bitaltem en ha-toyro. And Yeshua says, Alei ze boso, atu bosi. Ato kizvo lachem esashiru azois. I was sent from above to reprimand you about bittul Torah. How does Yeshua respond? The Gemara says, Miyad vayolen betoichu emek. Malamed shelan ba'umko shel halocha. Why ba'umko shel halocha? We would suggest put together a chevres tehillim. You know, chevres tehillim. No, he made a koilel erev. The Malach says, Bitaltem en ha-Torah. I assume Yeshua said, what do you want? What do they want up there in heaven? This is a melchemes mitzvah, oisig b'mitzvah potam en ha-mitzvah. But the Malach says, Yeshua, you don't understand. It's not about Torah. It's about warfare. How do you expect to be victorious with bittul Torah? How do you expect to be victorious with bittul Torah? You need the schus of Torah to be victorious. You need the schus of Torah to prevail. You desperately need Torah to have the upper hand in war. Don't you understand? I'm an angel, but I appear before you not in a frack and a Hamburg, neither in a Shtreimel or a Beketshe, but in full military gear. Why is that? Loi bosi litvoya elboino shel Torah. If I would be sent litvoya elboino shel Torah, obviously I would be dressed up like a Rosh Hashiva. I would be wearing a frock or a Shtreimel. You thought I'm an officer. Bosi litvoya elboino shel melchoma. The angel explains to Yehoshua, if you want to be victorious, you need more Torah. What type of Torah? Umko shel alocha, hamagen vaharomach, ashre mi shedivrei Torah meschat shem al yodoi, vohim aloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu bishvil chani matzah l'sisro. So especially in times of danger, when our enemies are on a rampage, killing, stabbing, trying to destroy and to kill and to be shoifach Jewish blood, we need Torah. And we need the Mogan and the Roimech. And we need Mishe Divrei Torah Meschat Shem Al Yodoi. We need to respond the way Yehoshua ben Nun responded, Vayolan betoichu emek malamet shelan ba'umka shel alocha. So in the schus of Talmud Torah and in the schus of our tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yirachem al amo beis Yisroel shelo yishama shoid v'shever. And we should only hear Mesedes Tovis. And call Oyvi Yisrael shall have a great Mapola. And call Oyvi Hashem Yemach Shemam V'Zichom. And we should have Shalom and peace and serenity in Eretz Yisrael. And this coming year, we are still at the beginning of the year, we are still on Chodesh Tishrei. This coming year should be Eshenas Geula V'Yeshua, a year in which we will be Mekabel Pnei Moshiach Tzedkenu B'Meiru V'Yomeinu Amen.